This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In less than 2 hours, the Labor Department will release its all-important monthly jobs report that'll tell us how many jobs were created in the U.S. last month and what the new unemployment rate is. The numbers are not expected to be as good as the previous months, which means companies are going to have to squeeze even more productivity out of their existing employees. And Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell says one way to do that is to put workers in the same physical space. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so explain why having employees working together in the same space makes us more productive than if we were to be working in our own offices.
You know, Jeremy, it's all about creativity. You know, we live in the age of knowledge, the age of information. And so what we've learned over time is there's a one form of creativity where you sit in your office and, you know, you're all by yourself, the lone ranger. But most of the times, good ideas come from conversation. So I might say to you, Jeremy, I got this great idea for a new series. And you'll go, Chris, I'm glad you're thinking, but you're not going anywhere. But what about this? Okay. And you have this back and forth, and then you go off and you do your own work. So collaboration, teamwork in a knowledge economy is increasingly important.
But of course, in the name of collaboration, what a lot of companies are doing is they're dividing up their office space. They're taking away those walls and they're putting everybody in a big bullpen where they can all hang out together and nobody has any privacy. And the employees end up hating it.
Obviously, you read the comic strip Dilbert. I don't want to sound cynical here, but, you know, management talks a good game about creativity and collaboration. But when it comes down to the open office design, what they really liked is that it's cheap. It's cheap to set up. If you need to add employees, it's cheap to add some more employees there. If you need to move the furniture around, it's not that expensive. And so efficiency dominated creativity. And that really can't continue because, you know, people put their headphones on because it's so noisy and you're kind of defeating the whole purpose.
But it's funny that you say that we should all be in these offices together and seeing one another, because so much of business, it seems like now, is moving to remote locations. People can be anywhere they want. They can work from home. They can, you know, just video conference.
Well, you know, there's always been this sort of thesis that, you know, cities were going to disappear for just the same reasons that you're saying, and the office would disappear. And what's happened? Cities are more economically important than ever. People need to be around each other, exchanging ideas. That's where the creativity comes from. I think the same thing is true with the office. The office might be smaller. People might not come in all the time. It's no longer 9 to 5. You're going in and out. Nevertheless, place, conversation, face-to-face time. When you're dealing with generating ideas, innovation, knowledge, you need that conversation.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks as always.
Thank you.